You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was chuckling this morning at this poll that came out. They went out and asked thousands of parents, do you regret being a parent?
I saw this story. Why would you do that? Hey, I got a quick question for you. You there, ma'am, with the kids. Come here. Do you regret them? Tell us your thoughts. The little survey guy in the mall, you know, wandering around.
Yeah. The answer, it seems, depended on how many kids people had. When they just had one or two, 8% of parents said, yeah, I wish I hadn't done this.
Yeah, there are times.
But when you get to three or more, it jumped up to almost 20%.
Oh, my gosh.
What's funny about it is 5% said, don't know, and 3% said they'd prefer not to say. So
you
that
know.
Is strongly in the yes, I regret it.
Correct.
Camp. So I guess you could say we're up to 27%.
Yeah. We've got a couple dear friends that just had their fourth. It was a oops.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and they're like,
A lot of people will tell you that the oops babies end up being their favorites.
It's true. Yeah, I've heard that many times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That parents are like, yeah, we planned on these two. The third one, we thought we had, we had taken measures to not do that. And then they said, and that one turned out to be our favorite kid.
Uh-huh. They're just so delightful. I can't imagine life without them. Yeah, it was their quarantine baby, the pandemic baby. The line from them was, apparently we were not safer at home.
So. Were you planned or were you an accident?
Hell if I know. I think I was planned.
Have you ever asked?
No, I haven't. I think I was planned.
I would ask Danny. I might send her a text.
I mean, I'll text her here in a few minutes. Next commercial
break.
Well,
what is she going to say now? Now she's, of course, going to say,
No, she'll tell me. She'll be honest. Hey, was I an accident? I don't think I was. Were you?
No, I definitely was not. And the thing is, I was number 6 of 6 for my mom, but just my dad second, because my mom was married before.
Right.
Had 4, and then stretch of many years, and then my sister and me. But I was
Emphasis
pretty sure
stretch.
That my dad wanted to have, you know, a son.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
you are.
I was his second. And so, yeah, that's when they stopped. They're like, all right, we got a full troop here.
Enough of this. Little Dom, it's a me.
That's also got to be pretty tough for parents too, when you've got several and then a space of many years.
Yes.
And then more, because you've been through all the battles for those first 2 or 3
Correct.
Kids or whatever, and you think like, oh, we're done, and then boom,
we're
here comes
finally
another
sleeping
one.
Again, they're potty trained.
Yeah.
Like for our friends, they had just gotten rid of like all the baby clothes, the stroller, the swings, the baby toys, the diaper genie, the wipe warmer. They had just gotten rid of everything, and it was like a month later.
A wipe warmer?
Yeah, buddy.
Seriously?
Listen.
Wipe warmer? God, I think about the pioneers crossing the plains in their covered wagons,
wiping yourself
out
with
children,
a stick,
you know, behind a rock, biting down on a stick,
cleaning
and
yourself with a prairie dog.
And here we are, a century later, or 130 years later, and we're like, we have wipe warmers.
It
for
warms
our children
the
now?
Wipe, and I will tell you that was one of the greatest inventions. It was one of the best things that we had. You don't want a cold wipe on a little baby. You know, it makes them cry. So you put the package of wipes in the warmer.
Yeah, well, and maybe that stimulates their blood flow a little bit. Might be good for them.
Well, you know what happens when you stimulate a baby's blood flow? They pee and poop while you're trying to change them.
Comes the water wiggle, doesn't it?
Yeah, so don't knock the wipe warmer.
Wipe warmers. That's just so first.
It's a very we're so spoiled
it's such
product.
A first world thing,
it
you know?
So is. I know.
God. Whatever.
Yep.
Then there's this question that came up yesterday. We were talking about the kids that we grew up with. That there was always that one kid on the block who had the cool house and the cool parents.
Yeah.
My parents were not the cool parents. Bless their hearts. Loved them both dearly. They were fantastic parents. They were not really. My dad could be because he was funny as hell. But he was also a first sergeant.
Yeah.
So a lot of discipline in my house. I'd say we were not the cool house. Jeff Boykin, however, had the cool parents.
Mm, yeah.
You know, they'd come in dashing in their tennis outfits, you know, and driving their Mercedes down. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I would go over to his house and his, yeah, that was the, they were the cool parents.
Were they?
Yeah. What about you?
It's funny because I also hung out with another Jeff. It was Jeff Tholen. And his, he was an only child, of course, so he got away with everything. And he was the had the cool parents. It was the cool house to go hang out at, cause trouble, you know, blow stuff up in the garage and have a few beers while you're in high school because his parents let you do it, you know. And we were always hanging out over there. And it's funny because we were talking about this off the air yesterday, Dom and I were. And I'll tell you, I was telling Dom, Nicole and I are definitely not the cool parents in the neighborhood at all. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for my kids. But we have rules. We have things that they have to follow and things that they're not allowed to do that all the other kids in the neighborhood get to do. And I feel bad because they're not out there riding their bikes to Walmart. But I'm like, I'm sorry, you're too young. You're not going to do that. You know, you can't leave our street. You're not going to go wander around. And it's tough love, man. It's really hard because they get upset with us. Mostly Reed at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He gets really upset with us, but I'm like, buddy, you're not old enough yet to do some of this stuff.
But I see a difference between being a cool parent and being a strict parent. I think you can be both. Like, I was strict with Dominic raising him.
Yeah.
I was like, my dad, I was strict with him. However, I was perceived, and I know this is a fact. It's not me trying to puff out my chest. I know I was perceived by all of his friends as being the cool dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, I was a super young dad, right?
Sure.
So I was a young guy. I was a rock and roll disc jockey.
Yeah.
I had hair down below my shoulders. I was constantly doling out like concert tickets, you know.
Okay,
and,
so yeah.
Stuff like that. I was the coach of all the football and baseball teams mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I know that I came across as the cool dad, but when it was just Dominic in the house, there's no way he thought I was cool. Right?
But that's fine. You know, you've got to have some boundaries and discipline, I think. And, you know, I'm like you. I'm not like, I goof with the friends that come over and I'm cracking jokes. And we had a big mm-hmm. water party thing in the backyard the other day. And I was out there with buckets of water, throwing them on the kids, you know, trying to have fun and stuff. But part of the problem is in our neighborhood, we have a lot of like 13, 14, 15-year-old kids running around with
the
younger siblings.
You,
they so do. But
they
with,
see through you.
With the younger siblings like Reed, the 9, 10-year-old siblings. So they're, you know, they're little packed. Their brothers and sisters can run around with them and do the things because their brothers and sisters are older, where Reed doesn't have that. So they're out there getting yeah. in trouble with their older siblings.
That's funny because it's easy to impress the 6 through 10 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes much more difficult to impress them once they start getting 12, 13, 14.
Oh, yeah.
Now, suddenly, if you were the cool parent in the neighborhood, now you're, no matter what, you're
I get
adored.
A lot of eye rolls from the older ones,
exactly.
You know, a lot of that attitude.
Yeah, you need to soak up the years while you can that you might be considered one of the cool parents on the block, because pretty soon, none of them will think
yeah,
you're cool.
Yeah, I know. It's
comments, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, if you are the cool parent. Call us. Tell us what makes you the cool parent. We've got notes coming in. Let me pick a couple of them to read here. Drew says, I thought I was the cool dad until my son was 14. He pulled me aside one day and asked if I could please stop talking to his friends because they all made fun of me behind my back, laughing at me for thinking I was cool. He says, so the lesson is just because you think you're the cool parent, many times you yep. are the exact opposite.
Hey, guys, you having a rad day today?
Right.
Righteous.
And then here's my favorite. This is from Amy. She says, my friend Rebecca had the coolest parents in the world, and we always loved going to their house. Then, when we were seniors in high school, her parents were busted for drug trafficking.
Oh, no.
She says, kind of eye-opening.
Oh.